Carolina.
Okay, good evening. It's Monday, August 10th, 2026 at 7:07, meeting of the WPFW Finance Committee. This is Tom Chase, the treasurer for WPFW. And Eileen, if you'd call the roll, please.
Yeah, it's a pretty short list here. We've got okay, Irene Adams, not here. Wanda Nowy,
Here.
Kamau Harris,
I'm here.
great. Julie Hewitt, I guess Tony has quit. Minerva Sanders is not here. Shayna is here.
Here.
Of our non-voting members, Tom Chase, our treasurer chair.
Here.
And let's see, I guess Sabu, Hakim, and Lou Wolf, I don't even know if they're really members anymore. But they're not here. I am here, Eileen Rosen, and that's it.
All right. Thank you, Eileen. So our agenda really is I'll go over the report that I emailed out earlier this evening and take any questions, and if there's any new business, we can talk about that. I'm going to pop up on the screen the report. And I know, Kamau, you're on the phone. So, I mean, bottom line is we're on budget. No big deviations to report. Our revenue came in about 14,000 ahead of over budget. So that's good. Again, we had sort of the major realignment of our expenses from budget. So the expense side doesn't track the year budget, but it tracks our realigned budget. We're executing fully on that. In August, in July, which is, our month end actuals, we paid the payments, to get us going on the website rebranding and getting the Nielsen ratings, which we get. I believe the first report will be on the 15th, so the end of this week, which I guess is before the next LSB meeting, right? That's next Wednesday. So we should have new numbers, those
Yes.
numbers for that. But Shana may have an update on that. And then in August, I just paid the invoice for that. It's the 50% of our Allegiance bill. To bring the Allegiance CRM fundraising tool on. We won't actually onboard that. We'll be onboarding it, if you will, until around October, maybe as late as November. We're still working out the schedule. Once we import the data and get everything set up and start using it, then we'll pay the second 50% for the Allegiance for the year. And the year will start from when we actually launch the platform sometime in the fall. So that's the deal with Allegiance. And then we have the ongoing 3,300 a month for a rebranding project. So we paid 50% to get it started in July, and then monthly now through about February, it'll be 3,300 a month on that project. So again, that's the overall budget. We haven't didn't receive any new grants in the time period or underwriting. I did break out for the first time in the budget report. Community events as a revenue line item. And so the money reflected in the actual so far are essentially the proceeds from the Palisades events, Palisades Hub. And then I'm projecting to the end of, in September between the 5K, the Palisades event, and Jazz and Justice Festival, maybe another 7,500 on the community events line. So again, we're, even with falling behind on underwriting and grants as that last column projection, we still are, coming up pretty close on the budget overall for net revenue. Overall, I think we're in good shape. That's my report at this point. I could get into the details more, but again, maybe I'll just mention the cash, just to point out over here on this cash flow. Again, this is essentially our bank account balance, and we're, at our lowest point before going into the August fund drive. And, that's our actual number at the end of July. And so, between now and the end of the calendar year, we'll be building that up. And you can see where we are against even last year, say, going into the October, that net revenue. So yeah, I think we're in good shape. We're building, and I know Shana is starting to think about the budget. We've had a few conversations about some of the items. We're not ready at this meeting to sort of lay that out, but yeah, we're thinking about, this is sort of the baseline, and then, okay, what do we need to add certain, staffing or systems? And then how do we raise the funds for that? We've got the 50th anniversary events coming up. We're working up the budgets on those events right now as well. That'll be in the next year's budget. And then finally, again, this is the very detailed execution of the budget. Happy to take any questions, or Shane, if there's anything you want to share about what I said or any corrections.
No, I just want more money, y'all.
Love you all.
If it's all right, could I just like update around some ways that folks can plug in, or I can
Maybe
go
before
after?
you do that, why don't we let Kamau, if he's got a question on my on the numbers, maybe before we get to that. Kamau?
Maybe I missed it. I can't really see on this little phone, but the taxation that we're receiving for audits and things, that's still going on, right?
We haven't had a request. So in the details, I show when we pay it, and they haven't consistently requested it every month. And so we paid, it's under the central services line. Let me pop this back up on the screen. And I know you can't see it. I apologize. But I'll try to narrate it appropriate. Okay, we're back. Against that one. Nope. That one. Nope. That one. Okay. And it's on the central services line item. And so this one where it's 19,773. So June, we paid it. And I was projecting, so I project in August and September, but they didn't ask for it in July. They didn't ask for it in May. And this 23, we paid something else. Oh, that was the tax for the election. We also paid, I think, 3,300, something like that, for the election, plus the seven or three. Yeah, it was. So it's 1,900 with the tax for the audit, and then it was another for three. Somewhere 3,500 for that was a one-time thing for the election we paid.
And then,
Yeah.
yeah, no, thank you for that.
You bet.
The one other piece I was going to ask about was the execution on the underwriting. I have like side hustles. And so I have a few small businesses that I've kind of led, given them, pitched them a little bit on, maybe investing some advertising or underwriting dollars with us, and they're considering it. So I don't know. Are we still kind of working on execution in terms of that? Is that really still where we are? Just trying to. Okay. All right. No worries. I'll hold off then.
Well, we can talk more about that. I think Shana can give you an update. Anything else you had on the numbers, or that?
Oh, that was it. That was it.
Cool. Thanks. Wanda?
Yeah, pardon this question, but could you just remind me of what the Allegiance CRM is, what that represents?
Right. So, right now when somebody donates, they go to the website and there's that sort of really awful, form that you fill out to make your donation. And then that data goes into a homegrown Pacifica, database system that we use to get our data for managing things. It's, Allegiance would replace that with a modern, web-based, cloud-based, tool that's used by many public radio and television stations to manage donors, and manage your reporting, things like that.
All right. Thanks.
You bet. And if there's more, Shana, when you jump on, you can expand on that. Anything else you had, Wanda, on the budget report?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Cool. You bet.
And then I had a question. You said we paid taxes on some things, the audit, and Shana is laughing. I
Oh,
don't
I
know
meant
why.
tax in an informal way, not a formal way. So it was our contribution to the national office election, costs. Yeah, I'm sorry. It wasn't a sort
And
of
on
government
the
tax.
audit as well?
Yes. The audit,
Oh,
they're
the
asking for
national audit,
monthly
right.
contributions. Yes.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
Didn't you say that the audit, they didn't make a request this time? Was that the audit? I thought you were talking about the audit.
That's correct.
Okay.
So they originally, when they made the first ask, said it would be monthly. And we respond each month when they send us a request and say, okay, it's time to send the money. But not every month they send it. So, that's all I'm saying. We pay it when they ask for it, but they don't ask for it every month, even though they said originally that they would, if
Okay.
that makes sense. So,
Well, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't
yeah.
know. I kind of see it as worrisome because the reason that we're paying them is because they were like, how many years? It was like
Four.
2 or 3 or 4 years behind.
Yeah,
And
correct.
if they're not being consistent with getting the money to continue with the audit, I guess, what's the oversight on the whole process of, is it being paid in a timely manner? Are we progressing? Do we get any feedback on that?
The only thing I can report on that is that Ellen just sent around to the LSB the executive director's report. And she reports that everything is on schedule.
Oh, okay.
And so I think in terms of the execution, the report is they're fine. I think it's more maybe on the internal accounting side. They're either going to hit us, next month and say we owe them like three times as much, or they're okay with what they have and they don't need it. I don't know the answer. I'm just reporting the cash flow. Okay. Kamau?
Interesting.
Yeah, I was just gonna respond to Wanda's inquiry as well. Like the ED report has that. I did see, I think on the previous one, there was a bit of a bottleneck. Some of the documentation coming from one of the sites, they didn't name the actual signal area, but one of them was a bit of a delay in some paperwork or something like that. So there, you know, it's audits are never pretty. And, you know, I think people don't realize that the auditor can only work as quickly as the organization is able to produce the details. So, yeah, so hopefully they get it done quicker, sooner rather than later, because, you know, the hours tick, 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 and it's not good. So, all right, thanks.
Thank you.
Cool. Shayna?
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, everyone. So I really, really, really want a development assistant. It would be very helpful in terms of donor stewardship and retention. So that's one of the things we're looking at for the next year. Would be great, you know, if we can get some major gifts in to help supplement that as we're going into our 50th. But a step towards that, right, is doing some proper donor stewardship and relationship building. So next week, after the pledge drive is over, me and our development intern and Sataria are going to be hosting thank you phone banks, where we're going to call each and every person who donated during the pledge drive and do some light, like, getting to know you, just understanding who these donors are, why do they give, what's their favorite show, you know, and hopefully gathering some like testimonials as well, asking them, can we, you know, print it or put it in our website, or if they're cool with audio recording, some like things like that. And, would definitely love anyone's help. I'll be sending out, an email, with Vinny to our volunteers and LSB. And this will help build upon how we can then, you know, start talking to them about, you know, we have some folks whose cards have expired who, were sustaining members and maybe they got a new card and just never re-upped, or, maybe they've been giving at $5 for a while and have we asked them to give at $10 and have they really considered that? So really looking at those things, could use any help and support, especially going into the 50th. And yeah, if you're interested as people who are, you know, financial stewards, making sure that we're in the green, that we have what we need. There's a lot of room to grow. Another thing looking at is if you've been to our office, it is very cramped. It is very small. We have interns. We have staff. Lately, I've been sitting on the floor. So it would be great, you know, in helping us with that donor stewardship to think about what it would mean to get us a little bit more square footage, because people want to come into the office. They want to see the programmers. They want to see the other listeners and volunteers. So just bringing us closer as a community would, if we had a little bit more square feet, would make that possible. Cause, you know, if you're answering phones, especially this, during the weekends, it's very noisy. Yeah. So those are just some of the things I'm thinking about when it comes to our budget and where we're going with it. Thanks, Tom.
You bet. Kamau.
Shayna, were we still on track? I know the rumor was that there was a empty studio across from our current studio that may be transformed into office space. Not that that's a huge square footage jump, but was that still something that may offer us a little bit more space? And is that still on track? Do we know?
So I'm still waiting for the latest update. So they had a really strong contender for someone to rent the first floor where our office is located, but it sounds like that has fallen through, and that's why they were asking us to move to the second floor. I don't know if they're, you know, if they're my understanding is they're still looking for another first floor tenant, but they are open for us to think about what it would look like for us to spread our legs a bit. It would be really cool if we could get the studio across our current studio, because then you could see the programmers, we could see the board ops, we could cheer each other on, especially during the pledge drives, or it's just cool seeing folks come in and out and saying hi. So that would be the ideal, but no updates yet.
Yeah, I can see that vision right now, just like, it feels like that movie Boiler Room when everyone's like on the floor doing trades and you can see right through the glass and start screaming and yelling at each other. Yeah, it'd be great.
Right on. All right. Shayna, do you want to say anything about underwriting?
Yes. Yes. Thanks, Tom. So, I think, Kamel, you're invited. We're wanting to do, we're planning a staff, underwriting workshop where we can really own the workflow and understand, like, what is our, how we're going to, you know, recruit, retain, and air our, sponsorship announcements, and what that will look like. So stay tuned for news on how we'll be really rolling that out and making sure that it's a real budget line item moving forward.
Thank you. That sounds great.
The 25th of August, 10 to 1, come out if you.
Is that a Saturday? No. Is it?
No, it's a work day, Tuesday, I think.
Okay, let me, that'd be great. I can, thanks for telling me. I'll take some time. Thank you. I'll be through. I'll definitely attend.
Thank you. Okay. Wanda, anything on your mind? Last words?
Just looking at that lion on Eileen's screen.
A panther, indeed. All right. I don't have anything else to add. Anybody? Anything?
No, I just want to say thanks again, Tom, and obviously Shayna for continuing this. You know, this committee. I know, again, the back and forth ebbs and flows of the organization, but you know, this I still think is really important, even though we're so light in terms of attendance, but it does help also at the regular meetings. So appreciate it.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that I'm going to try to be more consistent. And for me, it's just a learning process, because looking at your report, it's like all those numbers, what do they mean? And I think it's important to try to understand what's going on. So thank you very much for being a good teacher.
I'm happy to answer questions. And we've got, you know, kind of a week and a half till the next LSB. So if you think of anything between now and then, or, mm-hmm. you know, if anything comes up, you know, significant, we'll flag it for the board. But cool.
Thanks.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, all. See you.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.